Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. We have a special... Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Visalia Rawhide. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Sunday afternoon baseball, Game 6 of 6, between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Arizona Diamondbacks. It's the Highway 99 rivalry. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Visalia Rawhide. Your Grizzlies come in with a record of 25-18. They are tied for second place in the California League North Division standings, 4.5 games back of the Modesto Nuts. The Grizzlies tied with the San Jose Giants, while the Visalia Rawhide come in with a record of 17-26. They are third place in the California League South Division. They are 5.5 games back of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. And the Grizzlies, winners of 3 of the first 5 games of the series, and they look for the series win this afternoon. That's right, the Grizzlies have not won a home series since last year, August 22nd through the 27th against Stockton. The Grizzlies, they are 0-3 so far in series here at Chukchansey Park in 2024. 1 split series and 2 lost series so far. But the Grizzlies, a big win last night, 6-3 over Visalia. It was just their third victory in 12 tries when the opponent scores first. That's right, Visalia took a quick 2-0 lead. But the Grizzlies, a 4-run third inning headlined by an Andy Perez 2 RBI double, gave the Grizzlies the lead, and then Perez, once again, he had another big hit, another 2 RBI double, a ground rule double, and that gave the Grizzlies the 6-3 win. So Perez had 4 RBI, and leadoff man Caleb Hobson, who's back at the top of the lineup this afternoon, he reached base 4 times, which included a 3-hit game. Him and G.J. Hill both scored 2 runs, as the Grizzlies looking to give another win against their Highway 99 foe. The Grizzlies pitching staff was good as well. Isaiah Coupe, 6 innings of work. He was outstanding. The bullpen, 3 hitless and scoreless innings. Holds by Herrera and Denton. And then the save by Bryson Hammer. So the Grizzlies, they're looking for a series win, and they give the ball to Jace the Ace. That's right, right-hander Jace Kaminska, a 3-1 record, a 1.26 ERA. Kaminska gets the ball for Fresno. He, in the month of May, has 18 scoreless innings spanning 3 starts, and we'll see what the right-hander brings to the table this afternoon. On the other side, Visalia looking for a series split. They give the ball to left-hander Adonis Perez, a 1-3 record, a 3.44 ERA. And Perez, who appeared in 1 game in AAA last year, he's now with Visalia this year. He gets the ball this afternoon for the Rawhide. So a great pitching matchup in Adonis Perez for the Rawhide and Jace the Ace Kaminska for your Fresno Grizzlies. It should be a great day of fun because it's Parker's birthday. And we thought about interviewing Parker for the pregame show, but Parker doesn't speak. That's right. He is a fantastic bear. So instead, we decided to talk to Parker T. Bear's handlers. That's right. We talked to Hall and Dylan, who joined us on the pregame show this afternoon. We talked all about the silly bear as he celebrates his 18th birthday this afternoon. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with Parker T. Bear's handlers, Hall and Dylan. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. We have a special pregame as we have 2 of Parker T. Bear's handlers. We have Hall and Dylan.
Hey.
It's a great afternoon for baseball. And, of course, it's Parker T. Bear's 18th birthday. But you guys have to deal with that crazy bear every single day. So talk about exactly what you guys do with Parker T. Bear.
We are his bodyguards. We make sure he doesn't get in trouble. We make sure he's not causing any trouble. We just make sure he's doing what he's supposed to do. That's what we do.
And yeah. Dylan, what do you think, too?
Just along with what Hall said, you never know what you're going to expect with that bear. But, yeah, it's just along the lines of making sure he's okay and making sure he's also staying out of trouble as well.
Very high maintenance bear.
Well, I mean, yeah, I've seen him go around. He definitely messes with fans. I know he's come up into our booth as well, too. He loves his popcorn as well. But I don't know if you guys are doing your job very well because popcorn. I've seen him mess with fans and mess with umpires. But, you know, you try your best with a bear like that.
We try to tell him not to and to don't do things like that, but he doesn't listen. It's a bear chase every day with that bear, I swear.
You know, and he's only 18 years old, but you've dealt with him in the off season, during the season. But what is your favorite part about being around Parker T. Bear?
The entertainment that he brings and that the Fresno Grizzlies bring. It's a very entertaining job to be Parker Handler. So if he's streaking across the field, if he's playing musical chairs, all of it's very fun and entertaining. It's real fun.
Yeah, I like his demeanor. He's a real goofy bear, real fun, and it's hard to not like the bear. So, you know, like you said, he's high maintenance and stuff, so sometimes he can get loose. Next thing you know, he's streaking across the field, but he's a good bear, fun to be around.
And, of course, now with his birthday, so what is Parker T. Bear's favorite thing about his birthday?
All the free gifts.
Of course, yeah. Of course, and I've seen his friends come and join as well, too, from Eddie the Owl to even Tipper, the Visalia Rawhide mascot as well, too. But gifts, I know that he also gets a lot of food, and, yeah, what's the best gift that he's ever received?
He loves the free gifts. He loves the love that he gets from the fans and his friends. He loves bubblegum. Of course, honey, because he's a bear. Pizza, all the junk food, you know, teenagers love junk food. So anything he can get his hands on that's not good for you, that's what he likes.
Oh, absolutely. And I know we're always trying to stay in shape, and he actually takes care of himself a little bit. He's doing run around everywhere. He's doing push-ups. He's challenging fans to different entertainment. So Dylan, what's your favorite thing that you've seen Parker T. Bear do skit-wise as well?
Well, I heard he gets tossed out of the game a lot. That's definitely a top one for sure.
Parker gets tossed.
Parker's pickup is real fun to watch him ride around in the Toyota shooting t-shirts out. But yeah, definitely Parker getting tossed is a good one, and is the streaking one as well.
I also love when he does his magic tricks as well,
yeah,
too. That's something he does a great job with.
I've been trying to figure out how he does those tricks, and I just don't know how he makes those balls disappear and how he makes, like, you know, himself disappear, and then there's a mini Parker. They're like, I still don't understand how he does it. He won't tell me the secret either.
Well, you know, and you just said it too, mini Parkers. I wonder if they could tell you their secret, but mini Parkers is also one of my favorite events to watch as well. What are mini Parkers? So fans, if they've never been to a game or they want to know more about it, what are mini Parkers?
The mini Parkers are like a mini version of Parker. So there's four mini Parkers, and they run on the field, and they follow Parker around the field, and they do exactly what he does. So Parker does a number of dances, flips, and stuff like that, and they have to do exactly what Parker does, and the fans love it. They get a kick out of it. Parker loves doing it, and it's a crowd favorite. It is.
And, of course, he has to do the famous belly roll as well.
So belly roll.
Where did that start for Parker T. Bear? Dylan, do you know?
Yeah, bro, as long as I've been here, he's just always been doing that.
That's
just
awesome.
His signature, you know?
I love that, too.
His belly roll just came out of nowhere, and he's been doing it for 18 years, and I don't think he will stop doing the belly roll.
And I know another thing that he loves doing as well is going and seeing the kids during the off-season, going to school assemblies as well, too. Talk about Wild About Reading.
Wild About Reading program. Wild About Reading program is pretty awesome. We do it during our off-season where we go to each school around Fresno. We go to Madera. We go to Sanger. And we tell the kids that they need to read and encourage them to read and stuff like that. So if they read 10 books in 5 weeks, they will win 2 tickets to come out to see the Fresno Grizzlies play some baseball. So it just, you know, helps the kids, you know, want to read and get out and do activities and get to the baseball stadium to see the Fresno Grizzlies and Parker T. Bear.
Well, of course, yeah, if you haven't been to a game, we want you guys to come out and watch you guys being a part of not only Parker's G-Force, but also as their help as well. Guys, thanks for taking time on
this
pregame.
Thank you, Stephen Rice. You guys tell Parker happy birthday, and he sends love right back to you guys.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. And a big thank you to Parker's handlers in Hall and Dylan for joining us on the pregame show. And happy birthday to the best mascot in all of minor league baseball, the furry bear in Parker T. Bear, turns 18 years old this afternoon. As your Fresno Grizzlies and Visalia Rawhide getting ready for battle. With that being said, it's now time for today's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Visalia Rawhide. who come with a record of 17-26, the Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. They are managed by D. Gardner. Here's their starting lineup. Lead off and playing shortstop, number 8, Christopher Torin. Batting second, the DH, number 10, Yonsel Luis. Batting third, the left fielder, number 18, Junior Franco. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 7, Kenny Castillo. Batting fifth is the third baseman, number 20, Ruben Santana. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 35, Anderson Rojas. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 3, Angel Ortiz. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 32, Jackson Feltner. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 13, Cole Roberts. And on the bump for the Visalia Rawhide is the left-hander, number 25, Adonis Perez, a 1-3 record, a 3.44 ERA. So once again, for the Rawhide under manager D. Gardner, it'll be Torin, Luis, Franco, Castillo, Santana, Rojas, Ortiz, Feltner, Roberts, and Perez on the bump. And now here's the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies, who are 25-18, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Your Grizzlies under reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis. Here's his Toyota starting lineup. Lean off and playing center field, number 24, Caleb Hobson. Batting second, the first baseman, number 5, Aiden Longwell. Batting third at third base, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting fourth, the shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fifth is the DH, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting sixth, the left fielder, number 31, G.J. Hill. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 2, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 40, Ben McCabe. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 8, Tevin Tucker. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies is the right-hander, number 35, Jace Kaminska. A 3-1 record at 1.26 ERA. So once again, for your Grizzlies, their Toyota starting lineup under manager Steve Solis, it's Hobson, Longwell, Wimmer, Perez, Hinchman, Hill, Andrews Jr., McCabe, Tucker, and then Kaminska on the bump as your Fresno Grizzlies looking for a series win against their Highway 99 foe, the Visalia Rawhide. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Hello, and welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Visalia Rawhide. Your Grizzlies getting ready to take the field as the majority of the crowd, they are in the shade. A beautiful evening or afternoon. They'll be evening a little bit later as we get ready for Sunday baseball. As the Grizzlies have taken the field, and we will have the national anthem shortly afterwards, but glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and boy, we have a great matchup in store for you between the visiting Visalia Rawhide and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. With that being said, it's now time for the national anthem. Let's head down to the field for that. A beautiful national anthem to get us set for Sunday afternoon baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Visalia Rawhide. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice. I'm glad you could join us for the series finale, Game 6 of 6, Sunday afternoon baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Arizona Diamondbacks. As your Fresno Grizzlies looking for a series win after last night's 6-3 victory over Visalia, and the Grizzlies looking to give Parker T. Bear a birthday win. He turns 18 years old today. Happy birthday, Parker T. Bear. As the Grizzlies looking for a series win, they have not done that in 2024 and dates back all the way to August 22nd through the 27th of 2023 against the Stockton Ports. The Grizzlies, though, they have had a victory on Parker's birthday against Visalia, where the Grizzlies had scored 18 runs on their Sunday win. But, of course, two different teams, and the last time that happened, as the Grizzlies give the ball to right-hander Jace Kaminska, a 3-1 record of 1.26 ERA. And when you want to talk about one of the best pitchers in minor league baseball, you are looking at him in Kaminska. Leads the California League with a 1.26 ERA. That is fifth in all of minor league baseball. He also leads the California League in WHIP as well. And that is at a minuscule 0.87. As the leadoff hitter is Christopher Torin for Visalia. And we are ready for baseball here in the Central Valley. Jace Kaminska will work out the full windup. Here comes tonight's first pitch, and it is a called strike at 1:10 p.m. Count of no balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch, and it is inside. Count of one ball and one strike. They're counting it as 111 for first pitches. That is swung on and missed. Count now at 1-2. So 111 p.m., 79 degrees, clear skies, 6 mile per hour winds out to right field as the 1-2 is swung on and missed. Taurean down on strikes, and Kaminska has his first punch out of the contest. And it'll bring up the DH in Yonsel Luis. So Kaminska makes quick work of Taurean. And now to Luis. Kaminska will wind and deal. And the pitch runs high, count at 1-0. As we said, 79 degrees here at first pitch. A beautiful day for baseball. As here's a chopper, and it's into left field. A base hit for Luis. A one-out single. And just like that, Visalia has a runner on for left fielder Junior Franco. The Grizzlies are wearing their black jerseys, black and gold jerseys, representing Chukchansey, their partner. The Grizzlies 1-3 when wearing these jerseys. They have the gold F slash on the front. As here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed, counted 0-1. They have the gold numbers on the back of those jerseys. They have the black cap, the black bill. It's their Memorial Day-style caps as the 1-1 on its way. And it's fouled off, count at 1-2. Visalia, they're wearing their dark gray unis, red cap, black bill, the yellow R lasso logo on top of that red cap. As here comes the pitch to Franco, and it swung on and missed. And two punch-outs for Kaminska, second out of the inning, and it brings up the catcher in Kenny Castillo. So Kaminska overpowering Franco there, and now we'll take on the catcher in Castillo. Luis, the runner at first, he had a one-out single. As here's the pitch from Kaminska. And it is a breaking ball in there. The count at 0-1. Kaminska, fastball with good cutting action to it. A curveball, changeup, and slider. Down to no balls and one strike. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed again. That looked like the slider that Kaminska doesn't use as often, but he is something that he's trying to put into play more. As the count now at 0-2. And Kaminska looking to strike out the side. Kaminska, 18 straight scoreless innings in the month of May, which is just absurd. As here comes the 0-2. There goes the runner, and it swung on and missed. And it doesn't matter. Kaminska strikes out the side, and it will bring up the Grizzlies offense right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreznoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chukchansey Park. Bottom of the first inning, no score between Fresno and Visalia, as Caleb Hobson will lead things off against the left-hander in Adonis Perez. Here comes the first pitch from the southpaw, and it is a called strike, counted 0-1. Home plate umpire is Jeremy Rada. Over on the bases, Alan Bryan. Counted no balls and one strike to Hobson. Here's the pitch from Perez, and a line drive, one bouncer, a tough play for the shortstop. The throw is offline in Torin, and it is a single for Hobson. Hobson's fourth hit in the past two games in the leadoff spot. That was a tough ball. As it brings up the first baseman in Aiden Longwell, that was a tough ball for the shortstop Torin to make a play on. So now Aiden Longwell, as here's the pitch, it's outside, count at 1-0. From the left-hander in Perez, a 1-3 record, a 3.44 ERA. Runner at first with no outs. Here comes the pitch to Longwell, and it's inside, almost hits him, count at 2 balls and no strikes. As we said, Visalia, they're in their dark gray unis, Fresno wearing the black jerseys for Sunday afternoon baseball. Here comes the 2-0 to Longwell. Hobson, good lead at first. Here's the pitch, and it's a chopper, and a base hit to right field. Hobson takes a turnaround second. He's heading to third, and he will get there as the throw comes to the shortstop, Torin. Runners at the corners with no outs. So Longwell, a chopper to right field, a base hit. Hobson, a third. And just like that, Fresno with two runners on and nobody out for third baseman Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts yesterday, but now an opportunity for Wimmer to knock in some runs. He has 16 RBI in the season, 4 home runs tied for the team lead, as here comes a possible mound visit as the catcher in Castillo trying to give some signs to his defense. Runners at the corners. Hobson ruled a single on the ground ball to shortstop Christopher Torin, and then Longwell a single to right field. Here comes the pitch to Braylon Wimmer, and it is high for a ball on the count of 1 ball and no strikes. Braylon Wimmer batting 267, a 342 on-base percentage against the left-hander in Adonis Perez. Here comes the 1-0, and it is a called strike. Count at 1-1, and Braylon Wimmer not happy with the call. Braylon Wimmer, an 8th-round draft pick out of South Carolina by the Rockies in 2023. 1-1 on its way, and it is high and inside. Count at 2-1 as Wimmer puts his upper body straight to make sure he gets out of the way of that pitch, counted 2-1. Runners here at the corners with no outs as Fresno trying to get on the board first. Here's the pitch, and instead it'll be a check on Longwell. He's back safely. Longwell has okay speed. Hobson has great speed at third. Longwell 3-for-4 in stolen base attempts this year. Counted 2 balls and 1 strike. Here's the pitch to Wimmer. And Wimmer, fly ball out to right field. That ball's hit well. It's headed towards the wall. It is just too short of a home run. Instead, he will have a sacrifice fly. Hobson scores, and it's 1-0 Fresno. Braylon Wimmer, 17th RBI in the season. A sacrifice fly to deep right field, and Fresno has the early lead. So Hobson scores his 3rd run in 2 games. Longwell stays at first. It's a sacrifice fly to right field as Ortiz put it away. The first run for Fresno, and it's Andy Perez. So a battle of A. Perez and A. Perez. As the batter in A. Perez takes a called strike, counted 0-1. Andy Perez, 4 home runs, 26 RBI. 2 doubles, 4 RBI in yesterday's contest. Batting average now at 280. Here comes the 0-1 to Andy Perez. And it's a ground ball and a base hit down the left field line. That will go towards the Rawhide bullpen. Longwell will head back to second as he did not take a good turn around second base. So Longwell stops at second base and Perez has a long single. Fresno's third single of the inning. Still only one out. It was a productive out. And it brings up DH Jason Hinchman. So runners at first and second with one away. And now Hinchman, who has only one home run, 15 RBI, but Hinchman has reached base safely in 18 straight games and 26 of the 27 contests he's played in, as he was looking to hit a home run there, a healthy hack, and the count at 0-1. Fresno leads 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Three singles by Fresno, Hobson scoring on the sacrifice fly from Braylon Wimmer. Here's the 0-1, and that is inside. Count of one ball and one strike to Jason Hinchman, the Tennessee Tech product. Hinchman, born in Douglasville, Georgia, 24 years old. Known for good exit velocity on every swing is the count of 1-1. Here's the pitch from Perez, and a ground ball up the middle, and a great play from the shortstop. 6-4-3. Wow! Torin, an outstanding play up the middle, and Fresno can only score one run. What a play from Torin as we head to the top of the second. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the second inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Visalia. As the first pitch is inside from Jace Kaminska to Ruben Santana. Count at one ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch outside. Two balls and no strikes to the number 10 prospect in the Diamondback system in Santana. An up and down series for the corner infielders. Here's a fly ball to center. Hobson gracefully gets to the ball, just shy of the warning track for the first out. And it goes F8 as it brings up the center fielder in Anderson Rojas. Rojas, usually a middle infielder, now plays center field this evening. As the Grizzlies lead 1-0 here in the top of the second here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. As it counted 0-1 to Rojas, glad you could join us between Fresno and Visalia. As that is swung on and missed. Count now at no balls and two strikes as Rojas takes time. But glad you could join us. So no balls, two strikes. Kaminska winds and deals. And it is a foul tip caught by the catcher, McCabe. That is the fourth punch out now for Kaminska. And it brings up right fielder Angel Ortiz. By the way, Kaminska's scoreless streak is up to 19 innings. As here comes right fielder Angel Ortiz. Kaminska making his eighth start of the year. As that is outside, the count at 1-0. The right-hander, most strikeouts for him in a game is 8. He's already halfway there. So here's a chopper up the middle. A tough play. Backhand from Tucker. The throw to first is in time. It goes 4-3, and the inning is over. We head to the bottom of the second after another 1-2-3. Grizzlies come up to bat right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Visalia. As G.J. Hill will lead things off against the left-hander and Adonis Perez. Here's the pitch, and a fly ball to right field. It goes foul. Count it 0-1. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch to Hill, and he grounds it foul to the right side. Count now at 1-2 here on May 26th for Parker's birthday here at the ballpark. Happy birthday to the best mascot in minor league baseball. Here comes the 1-2 to the switch hitting G.J. Hill, and it is inside. Count at 2-2. So 2-2 to G.J. Hill. He has reached base in 12 straight games as that pitch is way outside into the backstop. Count at 3-2 now. So 3-2 as Hill looking to get on. Batting sixth this afternoon. A little bit of a different lineup for manager Steve Solis. The 3-2 is a fly ball out to left field. Hill went after it. It's at the wall, and it is gone! G's up and away! G.J. Hill's second home run of the season, RBI number 3, and the Grizzlies lead 2-0 here in the second inning. Hill went golfing for that home run, and just like that, Fresno's first home run of the weekend. So G.J. Hill leaves the yard, and Fresno has a 2-0 lead. As here comes the pitch now to E.J. Andrews Jr. So G.J. Hill, as that is high to Andrews Jr., the count of one ball and no strikes. So one run on one hit, now four hits already for Fresno. They had 10 yesterday. Here's a pitch to Andrews Jr. That's a cold strike. The count at 1-1. So the Grizzlies lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. G.J. Hill, another solo shot. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr. One ball, one strike. And Andrews Jr. check swing. Did he go around? And the count now at 2-0. As it looks like he did not. From the left-hander, and Adonis Perez will wind and deal. And Andrews Jr. takes a pitch inside. 3-0. Perez, just 20 years old, 6'3", 185 pounds. Middle name is Wilfredo Perez. Born October 10th, 2003, as Andrews Jr. fouls off the 3-1, now full. Making his 8th appearance, 7th start, he's thrown 34 innings. Has been the Sunday starter for Visalia. 3-2 to Andrews Jr. Check swing, did he go around? He did not, and it is a walk. As Andrews Jr. will scamper down to first base. First walk issued by Perez, and it brings up the catcher in Ben McCabe. 2-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the second inning. And the Grizzlies trying to make a statement here on Sunday. Fresno's been outstanding on Sundays all year long and in day games in 2024. Fresno 8-3 in day games. As the first pitch is foul tipped and the count at 0-1. They are 6-0 on the road though. And then on Sunday games, Fresno 5-1, 4-0 on the road. But either way, the Grizzlies, a lot of success in the final game of a series. As here comes the 0-1 to Ben McCabe from Perez. And it is a called strike and count now at 0-2. Adonis Perez signed as a free agent by the Diamondbacks, an international free agent, on July 30th, 2022. Went straight to the DSL where he pitched there for a year and then came over stateside. Here's the 0-2 to McCabe, and it's inside, count of 1-2. Grizzlies lead 2-0 over the Rawhide here in the bottom of the second inning. One run in the first, one run in the second, and the Grizzlies looking for a series win here at Chukchansey Park. Here's the pitch to McCabe and set a check on the runner in Andrews Jr. He's back safely. Andrews Jr., great speed, 4-for-5 in stolen base attempts. As a count at 1-2. McCabe is ready, and he will take a pitch that will bean him. And a hit by pitch as McCabe will stroll down to first base, and Andrews Jr. will take a nice leisurely walk over to second. So a hit by pitch to McCabe, something that's happened a lot to McCabe over the past week or so. And he'll bring up the second baseman in Tevin Tucker. So runners at first and second with no outs, as here comes pitching coach Tyler Mark to check on his left-hander. Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. That's Save Mart, Valley Fresh, Valley Proud. And we thank Save Mart for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. As Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, he's done with his mound visit. We'll head back to the dugout. As here comes Tevin Tucker. Ben McCabe, as we said, was hit by a pitch. As he's the runner at first now. And for McCabe, that's his third hit by pitch in the series. Here comes the left-hander's offering, and Tucker pops it up in foul territory. It will go into the crowd, and a fan not happy with the ball just swats at it like Dikembe Mutombo. Not in my house. Has the count of no balls and one strike. Runners at first and second as Tevin Tucker, the nine-hole hitter, looking to continue this fun inning. Home run, walk, hit by pitch for Fresno. Here's the pitch from the lefty Perez, and it's a ground ball foul. And the count now at no balls and two strikes as the bullpen catcher for Visalia makes the play. And a left-hander starting to get loose down there. I believe that's Carlos Ray, the left-hander. As the count at no balls, two strikes, Tucker ready to go. And he will foul off the offering from the left-hander Perez. Looked like a slider that hung a little bit more than he would have liked. So count at no balls, two strikes still. Andrews Jr., the runner at second. Ben McCabe, the runner at first. The Grizzlies looking to extend their modest 2-0 advantage. No balls, two strikes. Tucker will ground one, and that is a play by the third baseman in Santana. And he makes a diving stop. A couple great defensive plays by Visalia as Tucker will head to first, and McCabe is out at second. What a stop from Santana. He went the short route to second, so McCabe is out. Andrews Jr. to third. Tucker reaches on the force out. It goes 5-4 for the force out. So now runners at the corners with one away, and it's Caleb Hobson who's 1-for-1 with an infield single. He came around to score back in the first. Runners at the corners. Here's the pitch to Hobson. And it's a ground ball and it goes foul. Counted 0-1 near the Rawhide bullpen. And one of their relievers who's just walking down to the bullpen makes the stop with his bare hand. Made it look easy. Counted no balls and one strike to Caleb Hobson, who has four hits over the past two games. And Hobson, a fly ball, that's to right center field. It's hit well, and it should be deep enough for Andrews Jr. Catch is made. Here comes Andrews Jr. And Caleb Hobson, a productive out. The second sacrifice fly for Fresno today, and it's 3-0 Grizzlies. Andrews Jr. comes home to score. Fresno, their second run of the inning. And for Caleb Hobson, the sacrifice fly to right field, an RBI. So the second run of the frame, third overall for the Grizzlies. Runner at first now with two outs for Aiden Longwell, who's 1-for-1. Perez, he will throw in the stolen base attempt, and it is in time as Tucker is out at second. The tag applied in that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies scored two runs on the solo shot from G.J. Hill and the sacrifice fly from Caleb Hobson. We head to the third. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota.
Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the third inning, 3-0. Fresno leads Visalia. As Jace Kaminska's first pitch runs outside to Jackson Feltner. Count of 1-0, as the next pitch from Kaminska just misses. Count of 2-0. Kaminska, 3-1 record of 1.26 ERA. As that swung on and missed, count of 2-1. He is 6'2", 235 pounds. Here's the 2-1 outside, 3-0. The right-hander is 22 years old, born in Coffeyville, Kansas. Went to Wichita State, then Nebraska, where he was drafted by the Rockies. That swung on him. It's 3-2. A 10th-round draft pick out of Nebraska by the Rockies in 2023. As time called from the home plate umpire and Jeremy Rada. Kaminska, though, making his first appearance against Visalia. Only his third start at home in 2024, as here's a fly ball lifted to right field, it will be spoiled foul. The count remains the same at 3-2. Kaminska has pitched every day game that Fresno's really been a part of, including their Sundays, as the 3-2 is a line drive and caught by the second baseman in Tucker. He leaped just slightly to make that catch as it brings up the second baseman in Cole Roberts. But Kaminska has pitched pretty much every Sunday so far. And in the month of May, 18 innings of work. He's allowed 12 hits, 4 walks, 18 punchouts. As he is now 20 straight scoreless innings in the month. As there's a strike count at 0-1. And Kaminska now has retired 6 in a row. As that's fouled off. Count at 0-2. His last start in Stockton on May 19th. Picked up the win after 6 scoreless innings. 3 hits, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. As that's called strike 3. That's his 5th punchout of the afternoon. And Roberts not happy with the call. And first time through the order, he has 5 strikeouts. As with 2 outs, it will bring up Christopher Torin. Here's the pitch, and Torin takes a called strike. Count at 0-1. Man, he is fun to watch. Quick on the mound, ready to go again. Here's the 0-1. And it's fouled off now, 0-2. 95 from Kaminska. This just looks easy for the former Nebraska Cornhusker. No balls, 2 strikes. Wines and deals. And here's a ground ball, and that is fair down the left field line. Kind of a see-me double into the Visalia bullpen as the left fielder and Hill cannot get to it. And it is a ground rule double for the batter and Christopher Torin, who will give his equipment to his manager and D. Gardner. It's a 2-out double that Kaminska allows. That's the second hit allowed by the right-hander. And now brings up Yonsel Luis. That was one of those hits that Torin kind of just put his bat waving at the pitch and luckily got down the third base line. As that pitch is high, count at 1-0. 3-0 Fresno here in the top of the third inning here at Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off by Luis into the netting. Count of 1-1. Jace Kaminska, 8 strikeouts, as we mentioned, a season high. He's done that twice in 2024. He is not allowed to run against the South Division over one start. That was against the 66ers. Here's the 1-1 and a ground ball to first and a tough hop on Longwell. That was not fair. That hop was nasty at the last moment, and Visalia is on the board as Luis will drive in Torin. That was definitely a tough hop for Longwell. He had no chance on that one. And it should be a hit and a run allowed by Kaminska. And if so, the scoreless streak is over. It is going to be a single for Luis. And the scoreless streak ends at 20 innings. That swung on and missed. And the count at 0-1. So 20 innings for Jace Kaminska to start the month of May before allowing a run. As there goes the runner. And now it's a pop up, it's going to drift into the seats and almost hits a fan as well. As a count now at no balls and two strikes to Junior Franco, the left fielder. Runner at first with two outs in Yonsel Luis, who's 2-for-2 with an RBI single. That ball took a wicked hop to Longwell. Here comes the 0-2. And Kaminska, fly ball out to left field, racing back to left fielder Hill, and he will make the catch. But a run scores, something Kaminska is not used to, but the Grizzlies still hold a 3-1 lead. We head to the bottom of the third. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the third inning, Sunday afternoon baseball. We are celebrating Parker's birthday here at the ballpark as the Grizzlies have the lead and Aiden Longwell striding to the plate against the left-hander Nadonis Perez. Here's a pitch to Longwell, and he grounds one up the middle, and that gets through a base hit. Longwell now 2-for-2 with a pair of singles, both two hole hitters in this game are 2-for-2 with two singles, as it brings up Braylon Wimmer. And for Fresno, that is their fifth hit of the game. Wimmer sacrifice fly his first time at the dish. So five hits for Fresno. Now to Braylon Wimmer. As here's a chopper, it goes foul, counting no balls and one strike. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As here's a liner foul, you can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As here's the pitch to Wimmer, and it's in the dirt, count at 1-2. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. As the Grizzlies, a 3-1 lead over the Rawhide. The series finale. Here's the 1-2 to Wimmer. And it swung on and missed, and Wimmer down on strikes as he will head back to the dugout. First strikeout for Perez. And it brings up the other Perez, Fresno's Andy Perez, who's 1-for-1 with a single. So a battle of Perez versus Perez. The left-hander in Adonis Perez and the left-handed hitter in Andy Perez. Here's the pitch, and Andy Perez takes a ball inside. Count of 1-0. Andy Perez, he's from Cuba. We'll be celebrating a birthday in about a week or so, as here comes the 1-0. From Adonis Perez and a chopper foul, count of 1-1. And Adonis Perez, again, as we said, only 20 years old. Well, he's from La Romana, Dominican Republic. As a count of 1-1. Nice crowd on hand for a Sunday afternoon game. Here's the 1-1, and that is a little blooper out to left field, but it is playable for Franco, who will make the catch for the second out. Two away as it brings up the designated hitter in Jason Hinchman. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. As Hinchman takes a pitch outside, count at 1-0. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. 1-0 to Hinchman. It is low, 2-0. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. G.J. Hill awaits on deck. Here comes the 2-0 to Hinchman. And Hinchman takes a cold strike. Count it 2-1. G.J. Hill homered his first time at the dish. And both Hinchman and Hill, they're on an on-base streak right now. Hinchman has reached base in 18 straight games. Here comes the 2-1, and he will take a called strike. Now 2-2. G.J. Hill, who homered against his former team, the Rawhide, he now extends his on-base streak to 13 straight games. Hinchman, who hit into a double play his first time, has a 2-2 count. As the runner Longwell leads from first, and Hinchman will check his swing. Did he go around? And yes, he did. And that will end the inning. First clean inning for Adonis Perez as we head to the fourth. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota.
Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 3-1. Fresno leads Visalia as Kenny Castillo swings and misses on the first pitch from Jace Kaminska. 0-1 chopper foul. Now no balls and two strikes. Fresno leads Visalia 3-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. The rest of the California League is now underway. Modesto, Rancho Cucamonga, Stockton, Inland Empire. And then Lake Elsinore leading San Jose 2-1. They're in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the 0-2. And it's high. Count of one ball and two strikes. So the Grizzlies looking to stay and keep pace in the California League North Division. As here's a little blooper, and it's in the center field, a base hit for Castillo. He's now 1-for-2 with a single to center. That's the fourth hit allowed by Kaminska, and it brings up third baseman Ruben Santana, who's 0-for-1. From Jace Kaminska, as we said, a 10th-round selection by the Rockies in 2023. Went 7-3 with the Cornhuskers at Nebraska in 2023, a 1.14 whip. As here's a pop-up, that one is drifting out of play. Count at 0-1. Played at Wichita State, and then prior to that was at Caney Valley High School in Caney, Kansas. Kaminska says he loves to cook any type of meat, whether it's a steak, whether it's a nice rib. As here's the pitch, inside count at 1-1. He also loves to work on the farm back home. So cattle, hay baling. As here comes the 1-1 to Santana. And it's a little blooper to the second baseman Tucker, who's ranging back out. And it's caught by the right fielder Andrews Jr. on the run. That was a broken bat. And the batter in Santana was trying to reach as he's retired. It's the first out as it brings up the center fielder and Anderson Rojas, as the catcher Ben McCabe was talking to the home plate umpire Jeremy Rada. Top of the fourth inning, and now it's Rojas. Manco Abbott in Les Provence apartment homes of the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play as the first pitch is fouled off, count at 0-1. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Les Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Manco Abbott and Les Provence apartment homes for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As here's a line drive, base hit up the middle for Rojas. Center fielder Hobson will pick it up. He will throw it in, and Rojas now 1-for-2. As Castillo stops at second base. Now 5 hits for Visalia. Runners at first and second with one out is Angel Ortiz, who's 0-for-1, will come to the dish. Here in the top of the fourth inning, we thank Manco Abbott and Lou Provence's apartment homes of the Dominion for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As Kaminska and McCabe's mound visit is done here in the top of the fourth, as Fresno leads 3-1, by Visalia putting a couple runners on against the right-hander Kaminska. Kaminska not used to a lot of trouble on the base paths over the past couple of starts. As here comes the pitch to Ortiz, who's had an outstanding series, and he Grounds one, a base hit to right field. Andrews Jr. will come up throwing, and it's cut off by Longwell. And the bases are now loaded with one out for Jackson Feltner. So Ortiz the single, Rojas the second, Castillo to third. Three singles. The bases are loaded now with one out for Jackson Feltner, who's 0 for 1, as here comes pitching coach Rolando Garza to talk to the right-hander in Kaminska. Here in the top of the fourth inning. So Chancey Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. So bases loaded, one out. Visalia trails 3-1. Jackson Feltner, who's 0-for-1 at the plate, as he will take a called strike as Kaminska gets ahead with the breaking ball. Counted 0-1. Kaminska has been really good on the road this year in starts, but at home, not as successful, as that one is fouled off. Count now at no balls and two strikes, as it sounds like a fan made the catch as everyone gives them a round of applause. Couldn't see from my point of view, as here comes the 0-2 to Feltner. Kaminska looks back the runner, says the pitch is swung on and missed. Went right back to the off-speed delivery, and just like that, Kaminska has his sixth strikeout of the afternoon. So two outs now, and it's Cole Roberts who's 0-for-1. And if Kaminska can get out of this inning unscathed, a big win for Fresno. Kaminska, 6'2", 235 pounds. Played in the Big Ten in 2023. He said it was very tough competition, as he will step off. Kaminska's College Nebraska, they have an opportunity to win the Big Ten and reach the chance of receiving an automatic bid to the College World Series, as that is a called strike. The count at 0-1 to Cole Roberts. Today, Tyler Hoffman's college, Tulane, they are back in the postseason for the second straight season after winning the American Athletic. As here is a slow ground ball to short, and it goes the short way. The shortstop Perez to Tucker to end the inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth, 3-1. Fresno leads Visalia. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansi Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, 3-1. The Grizzlies lead the Rawhide as the first pitch dips outside to G.J. Hill. Hill, 1-for-1, a solo home run out to left center. Here comes the 1-0, and that one is sprayed foul. Count of 1-1. For G.J. Hill, 5'9", 170 pounds. He played for the Rawhide for 2 seasons. And now his first year in the Rockies system. Here's the pitch, and he flies one again foul. Count of 1-2 from the left-hander in Perez. Hill, 23 years old, born in Santa Cruz, California. A speedy, multi-defensive player. As here comes the 1-2. That's in the dirt, counted 2-2. He can play all the outfield positions, mainly a center fielder by trade. He can also play a little bit of second base. Fresno has put him in a couple different positions since joining the club. That's counted 2-2. Perez, he will wind and deal. And it's a line drive, base hit to right field for G.J. Hill. He's 2-for-2 with that single. And Fresno now up to 6 hits as E.J. Andrews Jr. will stroll to the dish. Andrews Jr. will walk in a run back in the second inning as the Grizzlies lead 3-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Andrews Jr., he has 2 home runs, 13 RBI as Hill takes a nice lead over at first base. It's outside now. Check on Hill. He's back safely. Count of 1-0. Andrews Jr., the average just over 200 now. Andrews Jr. also on a 3-game hit streak. He's done that 3 times. He has hit safely in 9 of his last 11 games. Here's the 1-0, and Andrews Jr. fouls off. Count now at 1-1. As the Grizzlies and the Rawhide have the same amount of hits, but Fresno, they lead 3-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Andrews Jr. ready to go. Here comes the 1-1, and it's swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. Good breaking ball as Andrews Jr. was way out in front of it. So 1-2. Here at Chuck Chancey Park. The Grizzlies, they play tomorrow for Memorial Day against the San Jose Giants at Excite Ballpark. As the 1-2 is outside, counted 2-2. It'll be a 6-game series with an off day on Tuesday. And the Grizzlies and the Giants will start a 6-game series, a big, big matchup. 2-2 to Andrews Jr., it's inside. 3-2 as Hill stays put at first. But the Grizzlies very excited to get back to Excite Ballpark where they swept the Giants to start their 2024 campaign. And then they will head to Modesto, a 2-week road trip. So we will be on the road and starting tomorrow for the series as that's low. And Andrews Jr. has 2 walks. In today's contest, he actually has drawn both walks so far. So now runners at first and second with no outs. And it's Ben McCabe. McCabe was hit by a pitch his first time at the plate. As we said, the Grizzlies are back in action tomorrow. A 5 p.m. first pitch at Excite Ballpark. Brian Perez will be our pregame guest as the Grizzlies and the Rawhide get ready for battle this evening. And then tomorrow will be Giants and Grizzlies. As that is a bunt attempt by McCabe, and it's a good one down the third baseline. And the throw is made, but it's a sacrifice bunt as both runners will advance. Hill to third, Andrews Jr. to second. It goes 5-3. On the sack bunt. So now, Tevin Tucker, an opportunity with runners in scoring position to drive in a couple runs. Tucker's 0-for-1. The Grizzlies 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. So it goes 5-3 for the first out. And the infield in for Visalia. Here's a pitch to Tucker inside. Count at 1-0. Tevin Tucker, just 7 RBI, 1 home run. But this is a big chance for him to expand this lead. As Carlos Rey down in that Visalia pen. Here's the pitch, and Tucker fouls it off. Count at 1-1. Caleb Hobson on deck if Tucker can't drive in the runs. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, 3-1, Fresno leads Visalia. It's a very warm day at the ballpark. As here comes the pitch to Tucker. And a check swing, he did go around. Count at 1-2. Good pitch up in the zone from Perez, and Tucker could not stay back. So 1-2. Grizzlies lead the Rawhide, looking to expand their lead. Here's the 1-2. And it is a line drive out to left field. That ball is down. A fair ball in the left field corner. Tucker scores 2 on the double to left field. Fresno leads 5-1, and Tucker delivers. Hill comes in to score. Andrews Jr. races home. And just like that, Fresno has a 4-run lead. Tevin Tucker, a 2 RBI double out to left field. Second hit and 2 runs. So now 5 runs for Fresno, and it's Caleb Hobson, 1-for-1. He has an RBI thanks to a sacrifice fly and a run scored. Runner at second with 1 out. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike. Counted 0-1. Tevin Tucker, a 2 RBI double, his second double of the season. RBI 8 and 9 for Tucker, and Fresno leads 5-1. Here's the 0-1, and Hobson takes a pitch high and outside. Count at 1-1. This Grizzlies team trying to win a series here at Chukchansey Park. Here's the 1-1 to Hobson. And it swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. Caleb Hobson, just his second game in the leadoff spot. Fresno trying some different things at the top of the lineup, and Caleb Hobson has been a nice spark so far. Hobson at the top of the lineup has 4 hits. He's reached base 5 times in the last 2 games. He's also scored 3 runs and has 1 RBI. 1-2. And it's line foul from Caleb Hobson. Stays alive. And a big 0 that fourth inning for Kaminska. And the offense responds with 2 runs here in the bottom of the fourth against Adonis Perez. Here's the 1-2 to Hobson. And it is inside. 2-2. As home plate umpire Jeremy Rada does not budge on that pitch as the catcher Castillo trying to frame it. So 2-2. There's a little bit of a hole on the right side of the diamond. Let's see if Hobson takes advantage. And he flies one to left field instead. That ball's hit well, but it is caught on the run by Franco as Tucker will scamper back to second base. It's a long second out as Hobson is retired, and it brings up Aiden Longwell, who's 2-for-2, a pair of singles. As here comes manager in D. Gardner. He will stride to the mound, and he will take the ball from Perez as he was talking to Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, before entering stage left. And that will be it for Adonis Perez. We'll have a new pitcher right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning still, and the Grizzlies lead the Rawhide 5-1. There are two outs. A runner at second as Aiden Longwell will take on left-hander Carlos Ray out of the Rawhide pen. Ray, second time we've seen him in this series. A very good left-hander in that Visalia bullpen. Here's the pitch to Longwell as Ray throws a ball outside. Count of 1-0. Carlos Ray is 22 years old, 6'2", 180 pounds. Born in Florida, was drafted by the Diamondbacks in the 17th round in 2023. Here comes the 1-0 from Ray, and it's outside. Two balls and no strikes. Ray making his 14th appearance out of the Rawhide bullpen, a 1-0 record, a 3.74 ERA, 21 2/3 innings, 32 punch outs. Here's the 2-0. It is outside, three balls and no strikes. Ray pitched just the other day for Visalia. That was back on Tuesday. Two hitless and scoreless innings, one walk and two strikeouts. Runner at second is Tucker, as that is a called strike. Count at 3-1. To Aiden Longwell against Ray. Carlos Manuel Ray went to Nova Southeastern College. As count 3-1 to Longwell. Ray looks back the runner. Another glance. And the pitch is a line drive, a base hit to right field. Longwell's 3-for-3. Tucker rounding third. He's headed home. It is cut off. And Aiden Longwell, a two-out RBI single. And Fresno now leads 6-1. Aiden Longwell with a big single right there. He is now 3-for-3 as Tucker comes in a score. Third hit and third run in the frame. The hit goes to Ray, but the run will go to Perez, ending his evening. As it brings up Braylon Wimmer, who is 0-for-1, a sacrifice fly. Here's the pitch. It is inside. Count of 1-0. 6-1 Fresno, a 3-run fourth inning. And the Grizzlies all over the left-hander in Ray now. And they were over the left-hander Perez as well. As here's a check on Longwell. He's back safely. That was a lot closer than it should have been. Final line for Adonis Perez, 3 2/3 innings. 7 hits, 6 runs, all earned. Here's a pitch to Wimmer, inside 2-0. He also had 2 walks, 1 hit by pitch. He struck out a pair, which included Braylon Wimmer in his last at-bat. 2 balls, no strikes. With 2 outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning, as Wimmer takes a 2-0 strike, and he wasn't happy with the call. Count it 2-1. Braylon Wimmer, a very good infielder. He's on the left side of the diamond, whether shortstop or third base, has been switching intermittently with Andy Perez, as that swung on and missed. A slider at 84, count now at 2-2. As Wimmer, a big hack, came up empty. Andy Perez on deck. Runner at first with 2 outs. Here's the pitch, and Wimmer lines it foul. Heads up over there. That is scary. And it looks like a fan made the play, and he is shaking his hand. I think it hit his hand. And a young girl gets the foul ball. That's always cool. So two balls, two strikes. Ray to Wimmer. And it's outside. Now a check on Longwell. He's back safely. It's the count at three balls and two strikes. Longwell has just taken a great secondary lead. That's why they went and checked on him right there. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. So Longwell will be going once the ball is pitched towards the plate. Here's the 3-2. And Wimmer fly ball. That is to shallow center field. Playable for Rojas. And he will make the catch to end the inning. But Fresno, three runs in the fourth inning, a two RBI double from Tevin Tucker, and an Aiden Longwell RBI single. We head to the fifth, 6-1 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 6-1 Fresno leads Visalia. As Jace Kaminska, the count at no balls, one strike to Christopher Torin. It's outside. Count of one ball and one strike. A defensive substitution for Fresno. Luis Mendez replaces Tevin Tucker. He will bat ninth and play at second. As there is a strike, count of one and two. I don't know if Tucker got hurt on a swing or if it's just a true defensive move. Either way, the Grizzlies have a 6-1 lead. And Tevin Tucker, a two RBI double with a run back in the fourth. Possibly he could have pulled something running the bases or hurt himself on a really good swing. I'm not sure. As here's a check swing. He did not go around. Counted two balls and two strikes. That was a close call over there. As here's the 2-2 from Kaminska inside. Three balls and two strikes. To Christopher Torin, the leadoff hitter for Visalia. One for two, a ground rule double, and a run scored. As a 3-2 is fouled off, and Torin stays alive. Fresno, six runs on eight hits, no errors. Visalia, one run on six hits, no errors. Top of the fifth inning, Sunday afternoon baseball. Here's the 3-2. That is ball four, and a leadoff walk to Torin. And for Kaminska, that's his first walk. Grizzlies fans all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Here's the pitch to Yonsel Luis. It's a called strike, counted 0-1. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. That's outside. Count one ball and one strike. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball here in the top of the fifth. As that is swung on and missed by Luis, count of one ball and two strikes here on May 26th. Glad you could join us for Sunday afternoon baseball. One ball, two strikes to Luis. Winds and deals, and it's high. Two balls and two strikes from Jace Kaminska. Again, in the top of the fifth inning, the Grizzlies, a five-run lead. The offense for the second straight Sunday came to play. So here's a fly ball, right center field, long run for Hobson, and he can't make the play. It goes all the way to the wall. Extra bases for Luis. It will score at least one. Luis is now 3-for-3 as he has an RBI triple, and it's now 6-2. So Luis has gotten the number for Kaminska as he triples. The center fielder Hobson tried making a spectacular play. He couldn't. Luis has his second RBI. Torin has his second run. So it's a run on a hit for Visalia. That's their seventh hit. They have two runs. As that swung on and missed by Franco, counted 0-1. So no outs, runner at third. Fresno playing back. They will trade an out for a run with a 6-2 lead. Here's the 0-1, and a ground ball. This will score the run as Perez will throw the ball to first. It's a ground out for Franco, now 6-3. So it goes 6-3 in RBI for Franco. He's had a great series as Luis will score the run. So a run, third one for Visalia, now 6-3. One out for Kenny Castillo, 1-for-2 with a single. As there is a good breaking ball, counted 0-1. That's that curveball at 79 miles per hour. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and missed. Fastball at 94, and Kaminska way ahead in the count now. Kaminska with six strikeouts, looking to pick up number 7 right here. He's allowed three runs on 7 hits over 4 1/3 innings. As here's a fly ball to right field in foul territory. Longwell judging the netting, and he will watch it go foul. So the count remains at 1-2. The Grizzlies and the Rawhide, the Highway 99 battle. The Grizzlies, they are 25-4 at home. As here comes the pitch. And it is high for a ball. And the count now at 1-2. 25-4 at home. They're 46-13 all time against the Rawhide. As a check swing, he did go around. And the tag applied from McCabe. 7 punch outs now for Kaminska. So 2 on the tag. That's the 7th strikeout, 2nd out of the inning, and it brings up Ruben Santana, who's 0-2. 6-3 here in the top of the 5th inning. And it is a called strike, counted 0-1. As that is a called strike, now 0-2. To Ruben Santana. Santana wears number 20 on the back of his dark gray jersey. Kaminska ready to go. Winds and deals. And it swung on and missed. And Kaminska has tied a career high with 8 strikeouts. We head to the bottom of the 5th. 6-3 Fresno. They look for more runs right after this.
Whoa.
even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 6-3 Fresno leads Visalia. As here comes the pitch from the lefty in Rio Britton as he takes over on the bump against Andy Perez. Counting no balls and one strike. As Britton will wind and deal. And it's a slow chopper to second. This is picked up by the second baseman in Roberts, the underhand toss to first in time. And it goes 4-3 in Perez. Is now 1-for-3 as it brings up the DH in Jason Hinchman, who's 0-for-2. So Rio Britton takes over for Carlos Ray. A left-hander, third one for Visalia this afternoon as Hinchman fouls it off, count at 0-1. So final line for Carlos Ray. He goes 1/3 of an inning. One hit allowed and then nothing else. No runs, no walks, no Ks. Here's the pitch and that is fouled off. Now no balls and two strikes to Jason Hinchman. A double play and a strikeout for Hinchman as he's looking to extend his on-base streak right here against Britton. Brenton will wind and deal outside. Count of one ball, two strikes. Rio Britton, B-R-I-T-T-O-N. The left-hander is 6'2", 189 pounds. Went to NC State, and his hometown is Sacramento. As it's outside, count at two balls and two strikes. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 6-3, Fresno leads Visalia. Britton will again wind and deal. And Hinchman takes it inside. Did he go around? He did not. The count now at three balls and two strikes. So three balls, two strikes as Britton gets ready again. Here's the offering to Hinchman. And Hinchman grounds it foul into the Visalia dugout on the third base side. And still three balls, two strikes. As Hinchman stays alive. Started 0-2 after a couple foul balls, then three straight balls before that recent foul. 3-2. And Hinchman, he will foul tip into the glove, and he is out. First strikeout for Britton, second out of the inning. Hinchman struck out two of the three total times for Grizzlies batters. And it's G.J. Hill, who's 2-for-2. Home run, single, RBI, and two runs scored. With two outs here in the fifth inning. As Britton winds and deals. And it is a foul tip. Counted no balls and one strike. Visalia scoring two runs in the fifth. They're looking for a clean bottom of the fifth. Trying to get back into this game. Here's the 0-1. And a line drive foul. Count of one ball and one strike. That was only on one hit in that fifth inning. No errors, no one left on. Fresno, six runs on eight hits. Visalia, three runs on seven hits. As the ball is grounded to the third baseman, Santana, who gobbles it up over to first, and it's low, but in time, and a 1-2-3 inning for Rio Britton. We head to the top of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies lead by three. We'll be back just after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated?
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the top of the sixth inning, 6-3, Fresno leads Visalia. As Jace Kaminska will wind and deal, and that ball just to the left of us, counted 0-1, against Anderson Rojas, who's 1-for-2 with a single. Here's the 0-1, and a ground ball is a bunt attempt as Kaminska picks it up. The throw to first is offline. Rojas looking to go to second. And he will just stay put at first as Kaminska, he tried barehanding the bunt attempt. The throw to first was offline, and now Longwell is hurt. I think Longwell got caught with the body of Rojas, and they are checking on his hand. Oh, no. Oh, man, that is not good. Ugh. While we have a timeout, heads up, Grizzlies fans. Starting June 1st, Chuck Chancey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark, and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chancey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. As now there is a double switch on its way, and that is going to do it for Aiden Longwell. He will leave the game. It looks like a hand injury as he got his glove stuck with the runner in Rojas on a bunt single. Back to the pitcher, Jace Kaminska. We'll take a quick break as Longwell leaves with an injury.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the pitch from Jace Kaminska, and it is outside. The count at 1-0. Yes, here comes the 1-0 to Angel Ortiz, and that is a called strike. Count at 1-1. So a bunt single for Anderson Rojas. So he's the runner at first here. He's now 2-for-3, and now to Ortiz. As there goes the runner, fly ball to right field. It goes foul. Heads up over there in right field. So a bunt attempt, 8 hits now for Visalia. Ortiz 1-for-2 as he's at the dish. Count of 1-2. There was a triple switch defensively as Aiden Longwell leaves the game with an injury. Here's the 1-2. Outside, 2-2. So moving from second base to first base is Luis Mendez. Here comes the pitch. There goes the runner. The throw to second is offline. The tag by Perez, and it's not in time. A stolen base for Rojas against Ben McCabe. So runner at second now with no outs. Count at 3-2 to Ortiz, a stolen base. G.J. Hill goes from left field to second now. And Fadrio Cruz is into the game as there is a called strike 3. And Kaminska has a new career high with 9 strikeouts. That's the first out here in the sixth inning, and it brings up the first baseman in Jackson Feltner, who's 0-for-2. So Fadrio Cruz, he will now bat second. He's in left field, number 28. Hill, now the new fielder at second, going from left to second base. And then Luis Mendez from second base to first base. I think we got through all of that. As here comes the 0-1 to Feltner. As Kaminska looks back the runner. Ground ball to third, or to short. Now over to third, and the ball's thrown away. This will score a run. As Fresno, they only lead 6-4 now as Perez went to throw the ball to Wimmer. I don't know if Wimmer was even looking. The ball was in the dirt. Either way, got past Wimmer. And it will score the runner in Rojas as Feltner heads up to second base. So it's a fielder's choice, and I believe it's going to be E6 on the shortstop in Perez. So it's a run and an error. So now runner at second after the E6 with one out. And it's Cole Roberts, and that will do it for Jace Kaminska. We will be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back. We're in the top of the sixth inning still. It is 6-4 Fresno leading Visalia. As Arraje just scored another run, and they have chased starter Jace Kaminska from this game as it brings in the right-hander Brady Hill. Runner at second with one out. And Cole Roberts, who's 0-2, he's at the dish. Here's the pitch to Roberts. And that is a called strike from Brady Hill, who takes over on the bump. Count of no balls and one strike. It is 6-4. Runner at second. Here comes the 0-1. It's outside now. One ball and one strike. By the way, going back to our clear bag policies, it starts on June 1st. It'll be enacting a clear bag policy here at Chukchansey Park. It's an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans. As that swung on and missed, count of 1-2. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball to third. Wimmer will look back the runner. Now the throw to first is in time as Mendez makes the catch. It goes 5-3 for the second out. And now Christopher Torin, who's 1-2. A double walk and two runs scored. Now, for more information about our clear bag policy, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. As that's outside to Torin, count at 1-0 from Brady Hill. Again, we'll be enacting a clear bag policy in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans. As here's a blooper out to the second baseman Hill, who will make the catch and end the inning. But Visalia gets a run. The only trail, 6-4. We head to the bottom of the sixth. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh,
Find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 6-4 Fresno leads Visalia as E.J. Andrews Jr. will come to the dish as Fresno looking for some insurance runs. Andrews Jr., he's had a great game. Two walks and two runs scored as there's a called strike from the new pitcher, right-hander number 23, Landon Sims for the Rawhide. Here comes the 0-1, and it swung on and missed. Now no balls and two strikes. So Landon Sims takes over for Rio Britton, who was fantastic out of the bullpen for Visalia. He went one inning and had one strikeout. Here's the 0-2, and Andrews Jr. takes it inside. Count of one ball and two strikes. So Landon Sims into the game. On the other side for Fresno, starter Jace Kaminska, 5 1/3 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned. Here's the 1-2 to Andrews Jr. That is called strike 3, and Andrews Jr. is out. First strikeout for Sims, as it brings up the catcher in Ben McCabe, who has a sacrifice bunt and a hit by pitch, as he will come to the dish. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it's a called strike to McCabe, counted no balls and one strike. So Rio Britton, one inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, one strikeout to Landon Sims, and now Ben McCabe at the dish, the third reliever for Visalia. As here's a fly ball, that one to right field, a long run for the right fielder Ortiz, and he will run out of real estate. For Jace Kaminska, though, going back to him, 5 1/3 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 1 walk, 9 Ks. Kaminska, his 9 strikeouts are a career high now for the right-hander. 5 1/3 innings, just 2/3 shy of a career high in innings pitched. His 8 hits, most allowed in a career. His 3 earned runs, second most. And his one walk just shy of his most in his career as well. Here comes the 0-2 to McCabe from Landon Sims, the Mississippi State product. And it is a fly ball foul. And the count remains at no balls in two strikes. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, 6-4, Fresno leads Visalia. Both teams with 8 hits, but Fresno, they've had a big 3-run fourth inning to lead the way. Here's the 0-2 to McCabe, outside count of 1 and 2. As the catcher Castillo was looking for that ball from the right-hander in Sims. Sims, 6'2", 227 pounds. Sims pitched last year with Visalia. He's a part of their top 30 prospects in the Diamondback system. Here's the 1-2 way outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sims is actually ranked as the number 22 overall prospect. And the Diamondbacks system, a couple pitchers in the top 30. 2 balls, 2 strikes to McCabe. Here's the 2-2. Long pause, the pitch, and it is inside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fresno looking for a series win. The Grizzlies still have 9 outs to get in this contest. This game back and forth as Visalia trying to make a comeback win. Here's the 3-2, and it is fouled off just to the right of us. Count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, as McCabe looking for a base knock. Here comes the pitch from Sims. And McCabe fly ball to left field, but it's playable. Who's it going to be, though? It's the left fielder in Franco, and he drops the ball! And McCabe's going to be safe at second! Franco didn't use 2 hands! And that is E7 all the way! And for Visalia, their first error of the game. Runner at second with one out. And here comes Luis Mendez, first at bat so far. So Luis Mendez now. That was very unique. I saw the left fielder Franco coming in, and it just hit the bottom of his glove. As here comes the pitch to Mendez, and it is a called strike. Counted 0-1. One out, runner at second. Fresno looking for some insurance runs. Yes, insurance runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. No balls, one strike to Mendez. No home runs, 9 RBI. Here's the pitch, and Mendez takes it outside, and the count of one ball and one strike. We keep an eye on the scores around the California League. 2-2. San Jose, already two runs. They're looking for more. Bases loaded, no outs in the top of the sixth. Modesto, Rancho Cucamonga tied at three in the bottom of the third as Mendez swing and a miss. Count at one ball and two strikes. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. One ball, two strikes. Mendez ready to go again. Sims will see a line drive out to left field. Franco comes in again, and he will make the catch this time for the second out. As Mendez is retired, McCabe hustles back to second. And now Caleb Hobson, 1-for-2, a single, sacrifice fly, RBI run scored. As we have today's attendance, it is 2,924. 2924. There's the pitch to Hobson. And it is a foul ball. Counted no balls and one strike. So no balls, one strike. Sims ready to go again. Here comes the 0-1. And it is fouled off again. Very similar spot as the one before as it bounces away and a fan makes a play off the ricochet. No balls, two strikes to Caleb Hobson, leadoff hitter for Fresno. No balls, two strikes as Sims steps off the rubber. There's a crowd getting involved right here. Nice crowd on hand. They're all in the shade as here comes the 0-2 to Hobson. And that's outside. Count of one ball and two strikes. Bottom of the sixth inning. 6-4. Fresno leads Visalia. The Grizzlies trying to score another run. Maybe a two-out knock here for Hobson. And Hobson grounds it foul just off the end of the bat. Count remains at 1-2. Caleb Hobson, a very speedy center fielder. 6'1", 193 pounds. One ball, two strikes. Sims offering. And it is outside. Two balls and two strikes. As Sims just misses. Good pitch from the right-hander in Sims. Long inning, though, as he continues to battle against Caleb Hobson. Two balls, two strikes to the 23-year-old. And it is called strike three, and Hobson is out. We head to the seventh, and the Grizzlies lead just 6-4. We'll be back right after this.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
We'll be right back.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the seventh inning, 6-4, the Rawhide trail the Grizzlies. As Brady Hill back on the bump as he throws a good breaking ball in there, called strike to Yonsel Luis, who's 3-for-3, a triple, two RBI, and a run as the 0-1 goes outside. Count of one ball and one strike. Chuck Chancey Gold has given away $1 million with a Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entry starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. As that swung on and missed, count at one ball and two strikes. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that ball is laced foul, count remains at one ball and two strikes. Here in the top of the seventh inning. As the Grizzlies lead 6-4. As here's a fly ball to left field. And it will head towards the Fresno Social. Just foul. Count remains at one ball and two strikes. Sunday afternoon baseball. The last time Visalia will visit Fresno, unless the teams meet in the postseason. And the Grizzlies looking for a big series win, as that is inside. Two balls and two strikes. Here on May 26th. Here's the 2-2. Fly ball right field. That ball is hit well, and that ball is gone. Home run, Yonsel Luis. He is a double shy of the cycle. And it's now 6-5, and Visalia, who is trailing 6-1, are back within one. Yonsel Luis leaves the yard. He has 3 of the 5 RBI in this contest. And just like that, it is 6-5. And Brady Hill allows the home run, and now it's Junior Franco who's 0-for-3 with an RBI. Count of one ball, no strikes to Franco. And for Brady Hill, that's his first home run allowed this season. There's a strike, count of one ball, one strike. So Brady Hill's just 4th run, 3rd earned run this year. Here's the pitch, and that is a little blooper out to center field. Coming in is Hobson, and he will make the play. One out, as here comes the catcher and Kenny Castillo. Castillo 1-for-3 with a single. Second home run, by the way, for Luis on this solo shot to right. He is 4-for-4, home run, triple, 2 singles, 3 RBI, 2 runs. As that is a called strike, counted 1-1 now, or 0-1 to Kenny Castillo. As the Grizzlies lead 6-5. That swung on a miss. Now 0-2 to Castillo. Good pitch there from Hill. Brady Hill already an inning of work as he took over for Jace Kaminska, who worked 5 1/3 innings. Kaminska's scoreless streak ended at 20 innings. Here's the 0-2, and it's low. Count now 1-2. You're in the top of the 7th inning. 1-2. That's a check swing to go around. He did not. 2-2. Here comes the pitch and a ground ball. The shortstop Perez, a tough hop. The throw to first in time. It goes 6-3. And with two away, here comes the third baseman, Ruben Santana. 6-5, though, here in the top of the 7th inning. As the Grizzlies lead the Rawhide, but the Rawhide, we've seen a lot of comeback ability in the Visalia Rawhide. They came back down 5-1 in the 9th inning on Wednesday. And then again on Thursday, they were trailing with two outs, and they tied the game up. And both games, the Fresno Grizzlies walked it off, but Fresno do not want to get to that point. As the right-hander, number 30, and Sam Knowlton starts to get loose in the Visalia pen as there is a strike. Count at 1-2. To Santana, who jumps up and down, was not happy with that call. So 2-2. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Count of 1-2. So Sam Knowlton in the bullpen. Here's the 1-2. And Hill, fly ball foul by Santana. We'll do it again at 1-2. Fresno will have 2-3-4 the next inning. Here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. 6-5, Fresno leads Visalia. As that pitch is inside, 2-2. The music has played a little bit longer today than usual. Affected a couple pitches as here comes the 2-2 and a fly ball. That one will drift out of play. And we'll do it again with 2-2. That ball bounced up, actually, and now a young kid racing after it, and he will get it. That's awesome. An older kid gives it to a younger kid, the foul ball. That is fantastic. 2-2. Two outs. Here's the pitch from Hill. And it's high, 3-2. Jake Madden in the pen for Fresno. As the Grizzlies trying to hold on and win 4 out of 6 games in their first series against Visalia in 2024. As here's a little blooper out to center field. Hobson, a long run, and he will run out of room as it's a single with 2 outs for Ruben Santana. Second hit allowed by Hill. 10 hits now for Visalia. And it's Anderson Rojas, 2-for-3. A single. He also had a stolen base. He scored a run. As the mound visit between McCabe and Brady Hill. Want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Smart Rewards program. Save Smart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Rewards at Save Mart, Valley Fresh, Valley Proud. Here's the pitch to Rojas from Hill, and a fly ball to right field. It's hit well. Andrews Jr. racing back. He's going to run out of room, and the Rawhide have the lead. A 2-run shot, now 7-6. Here in the 7th inning, Hill has allowed 2 home runs. He had 0 coming in. He's allowed just 3 runs all year. He's allowed 3 in this inning. Rojas' 3rd hit, and the Rawhide have a 7-6 lead. Unbelievable. Grizzlies blow a 6-run lead, and the Rawhide now up in front. That ball out to right field. Another hit, 2 more runs. That'll bring up the right fielder, Angel Ortiz, as there's a swing and a miss. Counted 0-1. Ortiz 1-for-3, and now the Rawhide leads 7-6 here in the seventh. Unbelievable. His last pitch is low, counted 1-1. Again, we thank Save Mart for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. That ball out to right center field, and that will be at least a double for Ortiz. He may look for three as it's picked up by Andrews Jr. He's heading to three, and he will get there without a throw. This inning has imploded on Fresno. And Brady Hill, who's been outstanding all year long, it has been a tough frame for him. Two home runs, now a triple allowed. Four hits in the inning, three extra bases. And it's Jackson Feltner with two outs. All with two outs. And Visalia leading 7-6 here in the seventh inning. They have scored six runs over their last three innings. And now to Feltner. Here comes the pitch. And it's a line drive, base hit, now 8-6. Another hit, another run, a four-run inning. Visalia, all the momentum. Five hits, four runs against Brady Hill. And it has been a tough inning for Brady Hill. An RBI single for Feltner. Runner at first with two outs, and it's Cole Roberts who's now 0-for-3. 8-6 Visalia. They have 13 hits, and Brady Hill, who's been outstanding all year long, has had a tough frame. Hill has allowed five runs on four hits. As here comes the 1-0, and it is inside, two balls and no strikes. This Grizzlies team, we have never seen the bullpen fall apart in a series like this. Three times the Grizzlies have blown the lead in a lead this game. Unbelievable. So here's a ground ball to third. Wimmer snags it. The throw to first is in time to end the inning. But the Rawhide score four runs, which includes two home runs and a triple. We head to the stretch. The Grizzlies need to find a way to come back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the seventh inning, 8-6, Visalia leads Fresno as Fadrio Cruz will lead things off. First time he's batted against the new right-hander in Knowlton, and Cruz a leadoff single, and Fresno has their leadoff man on here in the seventh inning. Ninth hit for the Grizzlies, their first hit since the fourth inning, and now it's the third baseman in Braylon Wimmer. here in the bottom of the seventh inning. As the Grizzlies trail 8-6, Visalia was down by 5 runs. They have scored 7 unanswered since the fourth inning, as that is a called strike, counted 0-1. And if we check scores around the California League, San Jose looking for another win over Lake Elsinore. They lead 5-2. The Quakes lead the Modesto Nuts 4-3, though, as that's a called strike, count now at 0-2 to Braylon Wimmer. I've not seen the Grizzlies' bullpen implode like this in a series so far in 2024. As here's the 0-2 to Braylon Wimmer, and it is inside. Count at 1-2 from Sam Knowlton, the right-hander on the mound now for Visalia. Takes over for Landon Sims. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and he swings and misses, and that is a strikeout. So Wimmer is down on strikes. First strikeout for Knowlton. First out of the inning. Runner at first for Andy Perez, who's 1-for-3. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, 8-6. Visalia leading as the Grizzlies. Brady Hill, that was a tough frame for Hill, as that's in the dirt, count at 1-0. And the reason why I say that, he allowed 2 home runs. And it was the second home run for Luis, the first home run for Anderson Rojas, both to right center field. Angel Ortiz had his first triple, and Brady Hill allowed 5 hits and 4 runs. Coming into the game, Brady Hill, he had a 1.17 ERA. He had not allowed a home run, now he has 2, and he only allowed 3 runs, 2 earned. He has 4 in just that inning. As that swung on a miss, counted 2-1 now to Andy Perez. So Hill's ERA jumps to 3.18 from 1 bad outing. And the Grizzlies now trail 8-6. But Andy Perez, a guy who can tie the game up with 1 swing of the bat. As here's a ground ball, base hit to right field. And now Cruz, he will head to third. And the Grizzlies have runners at the corners and 1 out. Perez now 2-for-4. As Cruz gets to third, Fresno now has 10 hits, 23 combined hits, and it's Jason Hinchman who's 0-for-3 to the dish. 8-6 here in the seventh. So Jason Hinchman now, an opportunity to cut into this deficit. Hinchman, 2 strikeouts and a double play. He was robbed of a base hit back in the first inning. Here comes the pitch from Knowlton. And it is inside. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bottom of the seventh inning, 8-6. Visalia leads Fresno. Here's the pitch to Hinchman. And it's fouled off. Count. At 1 ball and 1 strike. Runners at first and third with 1 out. As the Grizzlies looking for a comeback win in the seventh inning or later. They just have 1 this year, as that's high. Count at 2 balls and 1 strike. So 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Now 2-2, 99 from Knowlton. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Knowlton comes set. Here's the pitch, and Hinchman, ground ball, that could be 2. It's bobbled by the third baseman, Santana, and everybody's safe. It will score a run. And it's now 8-7. Santana was looking to turn 2 before he even had control of the ball. Hinchman will reach on E5. Perez will get to second. Cruz scores after the leadoff single. So it's a run and an error. And now runners at first and second with 1 out for G.J. Hill, who's 2-for-3, a home run, single, RBI, and 2 runs scored. And now the catcher and Castillo going to come out and give some signs here in the bottom of the seventh. 8-7 now. And Fresno, the tying run at second base. San Jose all up on Lake Elsinore, Rancho Cucamonga, and Modesto in a battle at Lone Mart Field. Here's a pitch to Hill. And it is a called strike. Counted 0-1 from Sam Knowlton. Knowlton, the right-hander, 6'8", 255 pounds. Went to South Alabama, the Jaguar. As here's a ground ball, and that's in a left field. A base hit. Perez rounds third, and G.J. Hill delivers. We are tied. G.J. Hill, his second RBI of the game, his third time reaching. Perez scores, and we are tied here in the seventh. Andy Perez comes around to score. Hinchman up to second. Hill, the RBI single. 3 hits against his former team. Third hit and a run. And now it's E.J. Andrews Jr. As here comes pitching coach Tyler Mark. We are tied at 8 here in the seventh inning. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. Runners at first and second with one out. E.J. Andrews Jr. at the plate. As that is high count of 1-0. As the Grizzlies trying to enjoy a comeback win now. We are tied at 8 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. It is high. 2 balls and no strikes. A beautiful afternoon for baseball, and boy, we have a barn burner. Here on May 26th, here's the 2-0 to Andrews Jr., and he swings and misses, counted 2-1. I think he was sitting fastball and got a breaking ball there from Knowlton. 2 balls and 1 strike. A great afternoon of fun for Parker's 18th birthday, as that's swung on and missed, counted 2-2. The Grizzlies back in action tomorrow night, as they take on the San Jose Giants at Excite Ballpark. Here's the 2-2 to Andrews Jr. It's high. Count it 3-2. Castillo barely caught that one. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Runners at first and second. Fresno has scored 2 runs here in the seventh. The pitch, and it's a little grounder to second, a tough ball, and the only play is to get Andrews Jr. at first. Hinchman to third, Hill gets to second base, Andrews Jr. is out 4-3. So now runners at second and third with 2 outs for Ben McCabe. McCabe 0-for-1, reached on an error, has a hit by pitch and a sacrifice bunt. Here's the pitch, and it is inside, count at 1-0. The Grizzlies looking for a Sunday win. They're looking for a series win. And they want to give Parker T. Bear a win. Here's the pitch to McCabe, and it is inside. Counted 2 balls and 0 strikes. Action down in both bullpens. Jake Madden, the right-hander in Fresno's bullpen. Right-hander down in the Visalia Rawhide pen. As McCabe fouls off the 2-0, heads up over there. That almost took out a couple people. The count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. That was a rocket off the bat of McCabe. Two balls and a strike as McCabe swings and misses. 2-2. A right-hander starts to get loose down there for the Rawhide. Still trying to get a number for you. Two balls, two strikes. Knowlton looking to get out of this inning without any more damage to his line. McCabe, here's the pitch. It's 3-2. That ball sails high. Three balls, two strikes. Looks like Isaiah is in the pen for Visalia. Here's the 3-2, and it's swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies tie the game up at 8. Two runs thanks to an RBI single from G.J. Hill. The Grizzlies are right back into it. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the eighth inning, 8-2-8 between Visalia and Fresno as the first pitch runs inside to Christopher Torin from the right-hander in Jake Madden, who takes over for Brady Hill. Here comes the 1-0 to Torin, and it's inside, two balls and no strikes. So final line for Brady Hill, an inning and two-thirds, as the 2-0 is a called strike, counted 2-1. He had 5 hits, 4 runs, all 4 earned, no walks, and no punch-outs. Here's the 2-1 to Torin, and a fly ball foul. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Jake Madden takes over for Brady Hill. Madden is listed at 6'6", 185 pounds. Christopher Torin, he's reached base twice. He has scored twice as well. A ground rule double and a walk. Here's the 2-2 to Torin. And a ground ball or line drive foul. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jake Madden takes over on the bump, wears number 4 on the back of his black jersey. Visalia wearing their dark grays. 8-8 in the top of the eighth. There's been 24 hits. That's if you divide it by 3, that's 8. And that's how many outs the Grizzlies would like to get right here from Jake Madden. Has a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. And actually, technically what you could do is you take 13 plus 11 for the hits. That'd be 24. You take the errors. 2 plus 1 is 3. 24 divided by 3 is 8. As here comes the 3-2, and it's a fly ball, and that one will go foul. The batter, Torin, wears the number 8 on the back of his jersey. And Jake Madden, 4 plus 4 is 8. As the Grizzlies trying to get something right here, and Ben McCabe wears number 40, so 40, 4, 4, 8. Here comes the 3-2, and it's low ball 4. So Torin will reach for the third time on the walk. That's the second walk by Fresno pitching. And now it brings up Yonso Luis. Luis, 4 for 4, has a home run, triple, 2 singles, 3 RBI, and 2 runs. Luis needs a double for the cycle. Here's the pitch outside, count of 1 ball. And no strikes. Yonsel Luis, he is the number 6 prospect in the Diamondbacks system. As a check on the runner, and the ball gets away from Mendez. And up to second base goes Torin. And that looks like a throwing error. And another error for Fresno, now 2 errors. Yonsel Luis has 9 total bases in this contest. Is now a check with Madden and McCabe. Top of the 8th inning. We are knotted up at 8 apiece. San Jose leads Lake Elsinore 7-2. Rancho Cucamonga leads Modesto 4-3. Here's the 1-0. Madden looks back the runner, the pitch. And it's outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Luis, 2 home runs, 15 RBI on the season. J-A-N-S-E-L, Luis, L-U-I-S, a switch-hitting middle infielder. As here's a chopper to second, this is playable. As Hill goes to Mendez for the out. Up to third goes Torin. It goes 4-3. And with one away and a runner at third, it brings up Junior Franco. Franco is 0-4. As now Franco trying to give the Rawhide the lead once again. Here's the pitch. And it is fouled off, counted no balls and 1 strike. The infield is in for Fresno. As the Grizzlies trying to cut down the runner, Torin, if he tries to take off for the plate against Jake Madden, traded from the Angels to the Rockies in 2023. Here comes the 0-1. That's outside. Count of 1-1. Now a check on Torin, and the ball gets away from Wimmer. It will score a run. Wimmer just missed the ball at third, and just like that, the Rawhide in front, 9-8, thanks to 2 errors. E5 will score a run, and that is an unearned run as well, and the Rawhide back in front here in the 8th. Unbelievable. That is the 3rd Fresno error. The defense has been awful in this series. Here's a ground ball to Mendez at first. He will tag the bag for the 2nd out. It goes 3 unassisted. So 2 away as it brings up Kenny Castillo. But the Grizzlies defense, 3 errors. They've done that 3 times in this series, and it's cost them so many runs. This was a team that came into the series with a 979 fielding percentage. Fortunately, they're still first place in the California League in defensive fielding percentage, but it's down to 975 now. The team in 2nd, Visalia, who has 2 errors in this contest. Here's the 0-1. And it is a check swing, gets outside. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. So 9-8 Visalia here in the top of the 8th inning. The Grizzlies will have 9-1-2 in the bottom of the 8th. Here's the 1-1. And it is a high pop-up. This is playable for Hill, and he will call everybody off and make the catch. But the Rawhide score run because of some mental mistakes. We head to the bottom of the 8th. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Well, if you came for a barn burner, you have a wild one here at Chuck Chansey Park. 9-8 Visalia here in the bottom of the eighth inning, a back and forth game. Fresno had an early 6-1 lead. Visalia came storming back. They took an 8-6 lead. Fresno tied it, and then Visalia just took the lead in the top of the eighth. As now Luis Mendez has a count at 1-0 from Sam Knowlton still on the bump. Count of one ball and no strikes to Mendez, who lined out his first time. And that is up. Count of one ball, one strike. Came in as a defensive replacement from the right-hander in Knowlton, who wears number 30 on the back of his jersey. As that's outside, two balls and no strikes to Luis Mendez. Here comes the pitch, and Mendez check swing. He did go around. Two balls and a strike. On the inside part of the dish, Mendez, he's at first base. Came into the game as the second baseman, and he's already moved over to first. As here's the 2-1, and that's low. Three balls and a strike as the music plays during the middle of the pitch. Three balls and a strike. As action down in both bullpens. Looks like Wellington Herrera for Fresno as the 3-1 is a called strike. Now full to Luis Mendez. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning as the Grizzlies looking to tie this game or take the lead again. Here's the pitch, and it is outside. Ball four, Mendez, a leadoff walk. He didn't want anything to do with that 3-2. He was already heading down to first base before that ball got to the dish as it brings up Caleb Hobson. Hobson is 1-for-3, a single, a sacrifice fly for an RBI, and a run scored. Looks like the right-hander in Isaiah down in that Visalia bullpen. So the lefty Herrera would be the first time a Grizzlies pitcher throws in back-to-back games if Herrera comes in. As the first pitch to Hobson is a called strike, counted 0-1. Bottom of the eighth inning, 17 runs, 24 hits, 5 errors as well. Here comes the 0-1, and that's strike 2. Quickly 0-2 to Hobson. By the way, Modesto, bases loaded. They're looking to take the lead over Rancho Cucamonga as Hobson calls time. Fadrio Cruz on deck. Cruz had a nice single his last at-bat. So no balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Hobson, and he fouls it off. Just gets a piece of it. That area of our crowd has received about 4 or 5 foul balls in this contest. The Grizzlies looking for a series win. The Rawhide looking for a split of this 6-game series and their most wins ever in a series at Chuck Chansey Park. As that's outside, count of 1-2. Visalia coming to this series only had two wins ever at this ballpark. The Grizzlies are 25-4 against Visalia here at Chukchansey Park. As that's inside, almost hits Hobson. Two balls and two strikes. Fresno 25-4 at home, which includes three sweeps. They are 46-13 all time. Here's the 2-2, and it swung on and missed, and Hobson down on strikes again. That is the third strikeout for Knowlton, first out of the inning, and it brings up left fielder Fadrio Cruz. Cruz 1-for-1, a single and a run scored, and the second hitter in this lineup, 4-for-4 with four singles, an RBI, and a run, because Aiden Longwell, before leaving the game with an injury, was 3-for-3. As here comes manager D. Garner, and there will be a pitching change. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth?
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chukchansey Park. We are in the bottom of the eighth still. Runner at first with one out as Fadrio Cruz, who's 1-for-1 with a run, will stride to the plate against right-hander Edgar Isaya. Here comes the pitch from the righty Isaya as Cruz will take a pitch outside. Count at 1-ball and no strikes. Wellington Herrera down that pen for Fresno, looking to pitch in back-to-back games. So Isaya takes over for Knowlton, who works an inning and a third. His line not done yet, as Cruz will fly one out to shallow center field. This is playable. Who's it going to be? The shortstop in Torin makes the play. Two outs now, as here is the third baseman in Braylon Wimmer. Let's see if he can redeem himself at the dish. 0-for-3, a sacrifice fly back in the first inning as the Grizzlies trail 9-8 here in the bottom of the eighth, a back-and-forth game as Fresno has blown two possibility leads. San Jose leads 10-2 against Lake Elsinore. Modesto tied the game up at 4 against Rancho Cucamonga. Inland Empire trails Stockton 3-2. So Fresno, the only North Division team right now losing in their game. As a count of 1-0, here's the pitch. And Wimmer, check his swing, and he did go around. Count of 1-1 as that ball was in the dirt, and Mendez stays put at first. Runner at first with two outs. Fresno, if they don't score here, will have to walk it off for the third time in this series. Unbelievable to think about that. Visalia has scored in four straight innings. They've scored in five of their eight innings. Fresno scored in four of their seven so far. Here's the 1-1, and Wimmer inside, and there goes Mendez. That throw sails deep into center field. And now Mendez going for three, and he is going to be thrown out by a mile. I don't know why Mendez was going to three as he slid into second, saw the ball going to center field, and that will end the inning. An unbelievable way to end the bottom of the eighth as Mendez took off for three for no reason, and the Grizzlies come up empty.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name...
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the ninth inning, 9-8, Visalia leads Fresno as Wellington Herrera takes over on the bump against Ruben Santana. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike. Counted 0-1. Santana 1-for-4. A single and a run scored back in the seventh inning where the Rawhide scored 4 runs. Here's the 0-1 inside, count of 1-1 from Herrera. Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best in the Central Valley to Fresno. From friendly people to fresh produce, incredible local flavors, and prices that respect your budget, it's Save Mart, Valley Fresh, Valley Proud. As here's a fly ball foul, counted 2 balls and 2 strikes from the left-hander in Herrera. And we thank Save Mart for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. As Santana calls time, as the Grizzlies looking for a walk-off win this afternoon to be their third one in this series, if they can do so. So here's a chopper up the middle, and that is going to be a base hit as Hill could not get to it. And Santana, 2-for-5 now with that single. For Visalia, now 14 hits. And it'll bring up Anderson Rojas, a 2-run home run back in the seventh. He also has a single, has scored 2 runs. Or he has 2 singles, I should say. As here comes the pitch from Herrera. It's a called strike. Count it 0-1. So we have 25 combined hits. We have 17 runs. As Fresno trying to win this one as that's fouled off on a bunt attempt. Count now 0-2 to Rojas. So Rojas 3-for-4, home run, 2 singles, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored. The Grizzlies will have 3-4-5 due up in the bottom of the ninth as that's outside. Count at 1-2 from Wellington Herrera, who's coming off a California League Pitcher of the Week award. Herrera has been unbelievable out of the bullpen this season. Here's the pitch, a ground ball foul. He's also the first pitcher for Fresno's bullpen to work in back-to-back games. In terms of in row, not Sunday to Tuesday, I should say. But back-to-back in terms of the same week. But over 14 games, Herrera is 4-1 with a 2.18 ERA as that one is shot foul. And the count remains at 1-2. A 0.77 whip. Opponents batting 164 against him. Lefties 2-for-27 as he tries to get Rojas right here. Here's the 1-2. And a chopper up the middle, and the shortstop, Perez, a nifty play, and he turns to 6-3 double play. What a job from Andy Perez working up the middle. And that is two quick outs as here comes Angel Ortiz. I don't know how Perez got to that ball up the middle. He maneuvers his body perfectly to turn the double play himself. Herrera also has not allowed a run. He's a scoreless streak of 12 consecutive outings. That spans 18 innings as well, just like what Jace Kaminska had earlier. As here's a chopper foul from Ortiz, now quickly 0-2. So the Grizzlies looking to walk it off against Isaiah in the ninth inning. Here's the 0-2. And it swung on and missed, and Wellington Herrera, a nice clean ninth inning. We head to the bottom of the ninth. The Grizzlies looking to walk it off for the third time and pick up a series win. Don't go anywhere.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the ninth inning, 9-8. Visalia leads Fresno. The Grizzlies need a series win. They need to stay pace in the California League North Division. They would like to have one, not a series split here at Chuck Chansey Park. The Grizzlies, four straight series that they have not won here at Chuck Chansey Park, either a split of the series or they've lost the series. As Braylon Wimmer will lead things off here in the bottom of the ninth. And the first pitch is outside, count at 1-0 from Edgar Isaiah. He has two-thirds of an inning so far, Isaiah does. As he took over Sam Knowlton in the eighth. Here comes the 1-0-2 Wimmer. And it's a fly ball to right center field, but playable for the right fielder in Ortiz. And he puts it away for the first out. So Wimmer 0-for-4 with that sacrifice fly. As it brings up Andy Perez, who is 2-for-4. Fresno, if they lose, they were up 6-1. It would be their biggest loss in terms of a comeback loss. Their biggest blown lead was 4 runs. They were up by 5. As here comes the pitch to Perez, and he will take a called strike, counted 0-1. The Grizzlies trying to stay pace in the North Division, but San Jose up 10-2. Looks like they're going to hold on and win. And Modesto trailing 5-4 now as Perez checks swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. 0-2. 3-4-5 in this Grizzlies lineup here in the bottom of the ninth. And so far, the flyout, and now Perez down 0-2 in the count. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander, Isaiah. And Perez, a chopper to first, and he's going to try to beat it out. The underhand toss, and he's safe! No one got there! The pitcher in Isaiah, and the first baseman, Feltner, didn't know what to do, and Perez beats it out! What a job from Andy Perez to hustle! His third time getting on! Man, that is a huge play from Andy Perez! It is a base hit for Perez. He's now 3-for-5. He has 5 hits over his last 2 games, and now it's Jason Hinchman. Hinchman is 0-for-4, reached on an error his last time, but now a chance for Fresno with a tying run at first and the winning run at the plate. Here comes the pitch from Isaiah. And Hinchman takes a called strike, 98 from the right-hander Isaiah. 6'3", 185 pounds. He is from Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent in 2018. Here comes the 0-1 to Hinchman. And Hinchman, fly ball, left field. The Grizzlies walk it off. Third time in the week, the Grizzlies, a series win. Jason Hinchman, a 2-run shot to left field. A wild way to give Parker T. Bear a win on his birthday. The Grizzlies, a walk-off 10-8 win in the ninth inning. Are you kidding me? We will be back with a post-game show right after this. Fresno 10, Visalia 9.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary! Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Are you not entertained? Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the post-game show wrap-up of this afternoon's game as your Fresno Grizzlies, a walk-off win, their third win on a walk-off fashion as Jason Hinchman, a two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth to left center field in the Power Pod Power Alley presented by Tide as the Grizzlies beat the Rawhide 10-9, a series win and a big victory for Parker T. Bear's 18th birthday. The Grizzlies improved to 26-18, Visalia at 17-27. Fresno, 10 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors, 6 left on base. Visalia, 9 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors, 7 left on base. The winning pitcher is Wellington Herrera, now 5-1. He has come clutch again and again and again. The losing pitcher is Edgar Isaiah, now 2-3. Time of the game, 2 hours and 45 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 2,924. This was one of the most wild games I think I have ever seen in my entire life as the Grizzlies and the Rawhide played an outstanding Sunday game, a barn burner of a game as the Grizzlies, they win by a final score of 10-9. Let's go through the wacky contest that we had to end this 6-game series. The Grizzlies took a 3-0 lead, a run in the first, 2 runs in the second inning. A sacrifice fly from Braylon Wimmer in the first put Fresno on top early. Glenn Allen Hill, a solo shot to left center, made it 2-0 Fresno. Caleb Hobson, another sacrifice fly, 3-0 Grizzlies. Yonsel Luis, he had a big game for Visalia. We'll talk about him in just a moment. An RBI single scoring Christopher Torin. In a 3-1 game, the Grizzlies added 3 runs in the fourth to take a commanding 6-1 lead. Tevin Tucker, a 2 RBI double, and Aiden Longwell, RBI single. But Visalia did not go away. They would end up scoring 8 runs over the next 4 innings. They scored 2 in the fifth, an RBI triple from Yonsel Luis. He would score on a ground out from Junior Franco. In the top of the sixth inning, Jackson Feltner reached on a fielder's choice, and that made it 6-4. In the top of the seventh, though, 4 runs by Visalia against Brady Hill, something we have not seen from Hill all year. Yonsel Luis, a second homer of the year, a solo shot to right field. Then Anderson Rojas, a 2-run homer, made it 7-6 Rawhide. After that, Rojas' first homer of 2024. Jackson Feltner, an RBI single, made it 8-6 after that. as those were the runs that scored for the Visalia Rawhide. Again, it was the home run from Luis, and then it was the two RBI home run for Rojas, and then the RBI single for Feltner. And then in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies tied the game up at eight. Jason Hinchman reached on a fielder's choice, and then Glenn Allen Hill, an RBI single, past the diving shortstop in Torin. In the top of the eighth, though, Visalia took a 9-8 lead after a catch on a pickoff attempt by Braylon Wimmer. He missed the play. It allowed a run to score 9-8 Visalia. And then in the bottom of the ninth, after Braylon Wimmer flew out to right field, Andy Perez, a big single, and then Jason Hinchman, the two-run homer to left field. His second homer of the year, first one here at the ballpark at Cherchancy Park, and boy, it was a big one, probably the biggest win of Fresno's season so far, and that's right before the biggest 2 weeks of the Grizzlies' first half. We'll talk about that momentarily as well. Let's go through the offense, where the teams combined for 19 runs on 27 hits. There was also five errors, and both teams also combined for five walks. For Fresno, a 3-for-3 game for Aiden Longwell. He left the game with an injury. Seems to be okay, as what we've heard from the clubhouse. But, of course, we still want to make sure that Aiden Longwell is okay. A three-hit game for Andy Perez. He scored two runs. G.J. Hill had three hits. He had two RBI, two runs. E.J. Andrews Jr., two runs. Tevin Tucker had two RBI thanks to a double. Caleb Hobson had a single at the top of the lineup. G.J. Hill a home run, and Jason Hinchman a home run. He had three RBI, which included that big two-run homer, as the Grizzlies' offense had 13 hits and 10 runs. On the other side, Visalia, a four-hit game for Yonsel Luis. He ended a double shy of the cycle, three RBI, two runs scored. Anderson Rojas, the center fielder, had three hits. He had a home run, a pair of singles, two RBI, and two runs. And Angel Ortiz had two hits as well. On the pitching side of things, Jace Kaminska, his scoreless streak ended at 20 innings. He went 5 1/3 innings, allowed eight hits, four runs, three earned, one walk, a career-high, nine strikeouts. Brady Hill, a blown save for him. He allowed four runs and five hits over an inning and two-thirds. And then after that, Jake Madden, he allowed an unearned run in an inning of work. And then Wellington Herrera, I don't know what to say about this kid. 20 years old for the Dominican Republic and continues to pitch key innings for Fresno all year long. He had a clean ninth inning, and it set up the Grizzlies' win again tonight. So congratulations for Wellington Herrera, his fifth win of the year. Visalia, they gave the ball to Adonis Perez, who allowed six runs over 3 2/3 innings. And then after that, they went to five relievers. Carlos Rey, a third of an inning pitch, he allowed a hit. Then it was Rio Britz, and he was fantastic, a clean inning. Two strikeouts for Landon Sims in his clean inning. Sam Knowlton and then Edgar Isaiah, both guys who throw over 99 miles per hour. They allowed four runs, three of them earned, five hits, and 2 1/3 innings. The Grizzlies got to the tough part of that Visalia bullpen as the Grizzlies hold on. They win 10-9, their third walk-off in the series, an unbelievable way to end this series. The Grizzlies on the road for the next 2 weeks. They are back at it tomorrow night, a 5 p.m. first pitch, Excite Ballpark. It's Memorial Day, so we'll have the pregame show at 4:45. It might be a little bit earlier with the festivities expected at Excite Ballpark as well. A May 27th Monday game. Left-hander Albert Pacheco gets the ball, a 1-2 record, a 3.48 ERA. San Jose will give the ball to left-hander Dylan Carmouche, as we just found out about 30 minutes ago. So a pair of lefties for tomorrow. The Grizzlies back in action tomorrow as they have a two-week road trip. They embark on their biggest road trip of the first half. Six games in San Jose, six games in Modesto, and the Grizzlies finding a way to try to win this first half, and this is a great momentum swing to do so. Stockton leads Inland Empire 5-3. Modesto trails Rancho Cucamonga 7-4, and the Giants just beat Lake Elsinore 10-2. So the Giants and the Grizzlies will go in with the same record at 26-18. San Jose continues to win baseball games, but your Fresno Grizzlies take 4 out of 6 from the Visalia Rawhide. Momentum is enormous and a perfect way to celebrate Parker T-Bear's 18th birthday. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. I'm blessed to do this, and I hope you enjoy everything that's going on for broadcasts. My name is Stephen Rice. We will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball. Have a blessed rest of your night, and we will see you tomorrow for Monday Night Baseball at Excite Ballpark. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.